the Eye of the Lion podcast, where the truth always wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go! Hit it!
With your host, Kevin Castillo.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Eye of the Lion podcast, where we aim to transform the ordinary to become extraordinary in the workplace through inspiration, truth, and leadership. Let's go ahead and dive in and talk about what the topic is: appreciation. If you follow me on Facebook, you may have noticed that I posted something about appreciation. Tell somebody that you appreciate them today. It could really make their day. What do I mean by that? Why did I post that? There's lack of appreciation in today's world. End of story. There's really no discussion on it. It's something that I've observed over time. In today's world, we need appreciation more than ever. So many people are waking up uninspired to go to work. They don't realize that they've won life's lottery by waking up. Some people don't have the ability to wake up. They're not going to wake up. And it's a sad truth in it, and it's something that happens on a daily basis. It may not happen to you or anybody in your family the next day, but somebody is not waking up. It's just a fact of life. We are not going to be here forever. We don't know when our expiration date is. So you got to be appreciative and realize that when you wake up, you won life's lottery. So when you wake up, smile. Don't be grumpy. Don't be mad. Don't be upset. Be thankful that you wake up. And another thing, so many people dread and hate going to work. Be lucky that you have a job. So many people would love to have your job. They can't get a job right now for whatever reason it is. They're running through obstacles. They apply time and time and time again, and they're unable to get a job. You have to be appreciative that you have a job to go to that's going to give you a paycheck, that's going to fund your life, your mortgage, your car payment, whatever bills you have. That job is funding what you need, life's necessities. Your family depends on you. Realize that as well. You have to realize that whenever you go to work, you may feel frustrated. Be lucky that you have a car to get to work. So many people don't have a car. They can't afford to get a car. Their car might be broke down. They can't afford to fix it. Appreciate that you have a car to get to work. And then when you get to work, don't dread going into work, walking into the building, whatever it is that you go to. Be appreciative that you have legs to walk to get to work from the car. Some people are in a wheelchair, and they're going to be in that wheelchair for life, and it's really sad. Be appreciative that you have legs to walk around at work to get back to the car to drive home. You may complain about your job. Be happy that you're getting a paycheck. That's paying your bills. Again, it's funding your life. Some people can't get a paycheck because they don't have a job. Be appreciative that you have that job. And when you're disrespecting fellow coworkers, we need to switch this up. Because let's face the reality, in today's world, in a world where the mother, the father have to work to fund a life, to provide for our family, we need to start treating our coworkers better. We need to start being better. We need to, if we're going to be spending more time with our fellow coworkers, we got to start treating them like family. How can you do this? It's not going to be the flip of a switch and it's going to happen overnight. It's going to be small incremental steps. What can you do today to provide a better tomorrow? Remember, small wins lead to big wins. When that fellow coworker upsets you for whatever reason, figure out a way to correct it. Figure out a way to come up with a solution. There's a saying that goes, don't come to me with problems, come to me with a solution. You know, obviously state what the problem is. But again, what's next? What is a solution? What can we do better? What can we do to avoid this? I see it time and time again. We got to be better. We got to start treating each other like family. We see each other more than our own family, and it's really sad, but that's just a fact. If you don't like it, there's other options. And I hate to say that. I know it's very boom, like right in your face. Just you have options, you know, just realize you do have options. You're not a tree. Don't be stuck somewhere where you're not happy. Cause at the end of the day, we're never promised tomorrow. We don't know how long we're going to be here, and you can't live your life miserable forever and ever and ever. You got to realize that if you feel like you're worth more, then go out and get it. Stop playing small. But if you're going to stay at your job, you need to figure out how to make it better. How can you lead by example? That's the whole reason behind this podcast. Leadership, eye of the lion, becoming a leader one day at a time. You may not become that leader overnight, but start. Just start. Figure out something you can do today to provide a better tomorrow. Let's shift things a little bit over into management. I've never been a manager, supervisor, boss, whatever it is you want to call it. It's not something that I've really tried to become. It's just something that I'm not really sure that I would be a good manager. And you might be saying, Kevin, why wouldn't you be a good manager? You're a great leader. You provide great content on how to become a great leader. Well, that's a challenge that we face in today's world. There's too many bosses, too many managers, too many supervisors, and not very many leaders in today's world. And I just don't believe that I can conform to bossing people around, pointing fingers and blaming and just firing people at the drop of a hat because upper management says to. I'm a real big believer in showing appreciation, figuring out things that we need to improve and finding a solution for it. How can I build this person to become better over time, one day at a time? What can we do to get you to where you need to be? Because obviously we need to figure out where you are, where you want to go, and what's holding you back from getting there. And then we need to figure out that right there. How can we get you to where you want to be? Because my biggest thing is if you want somebody to grow, you're going to have to be a great leader, and you're going to have to set the example. Management, supervisor, bosses, whoever's listening to this, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job. I'm just trying to provide a solution to becoming a better leader in your organization, whatever it may be, whether it's a job, your business, whatever it may be. You know, there's countless times where I can't even count the amount of times. I don't even keep count over the jobs I've had in the past. You see the managers coming in, the bosses, whatever their title is. They just go straight to their office. They get to work. They don't show any appreciation to their fellow employees, their team. They don't thank them. Hey, you're doing a great job. Hey, keep it up. Hey, you know, you made this mistake, but, you know, I really believe in you. Let's try not to make that mistake again. Let's try to take a different route this time so we don't encounter this problem again. You need to, you know, do the little things that really matter that can make someone's day. Like when you come into work, don't go straight to your office. Go into whatever it is, the workroom, the service advisor area, whatever it is. I'm obviously in the automotive industry, so that's why I mentioned service advisor area. Whatever it is, a place of business, go and just say a simple good morning, a great morning to each individual team member that you have, because that can really set the tone for the day and show that they are appreciated. Because remember, people that are always feel appreciated will always do more than what they're paid for. And what do I mean by that? Just because you have the title of whatever it may be and something comes up that's not in your title, you're most likely to go out above and beyond and do that task because you feel appreciated. But if you don't feel appreciated, sometimes that person is not going to want to do these extra things. So we got to do better. We got to do better. We got to show appreciation for our fellow employees. We got to show better appreciation towards the job. We got to start, you know, showing more appreciation for being able to wake up. How can you show appreciation today? How can you show appreciation to your coworkers? Show appreciation to your family? Show appreciation to yourself, best of all. How can you appreciate yourself on a daily basis? Get a gratitude journal. Write everything down. Sit and meditate. Figure something out to come up with a way to appreciate yourself, others, family, whatever it may be. And we got to do better, guys and gals. We got to do better. We got to start leading by example. And, you know, over time, it's going to be noticed. and people are going to ask, wow, how did you do that? So I encourage you to take a step back, rethink things, and figure out how you can become a better leader. You may not be the boss or manager. You're just a simple employee. You too can lead. Set the example. Go above and beyond. Do things that you're not paid for and show that you're there to lead. Because at the end of the day, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So we might as well make the best of it today. I love you all. See you on the next episode. Take care, guys and gals. Love you all.